Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Money Matters with Mike, with your host, Mike Zeno. Get set for a full hour of financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. Mike works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now, let's start the show. Here's Mike Zeno.
What's up, people? Welcome to the show. I am Mike Zeno coming to you from an ARC in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Happy Saturday, people. Boy, we have had a lot of rain this week, and if you live in the southeastern part of the United States, I hope that you and yours have been safe and secure. And Godspeed to all the ones that experienced any type of damage. Listen, folks, we've got a ton of great information today, and we're going to show you on today's show how to bring your retirement vision to life. After all, we love helping listeners take action and improve their future. As always, I have the distinct honor and privilege of being joined by the one and only, my co-host and producer extraordinaire, Mr. Matt McClure. Matthew, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. Trying to stay afloat over here as well. Not in my normal surroundings this week, as I'm usually in the studio, but I'm actually recording at home because I'm like, you know, I don't want to have to swim over to the studio. So
it's been a wet one for sure with Hurricane Helene.
It really has been, and so all of our best to anyone who has experienced any sort of damage, any flooding, wind damage, anything like that. Hope that everybody is staying in a safe spot. But other than that, other than the whole staying afloat thing, I have had a good week. I hope you have as well, sir. Even dealing with some issues with the pets this week. I know that you've had. It's been an exciting one. We can say that.
Yeah, my 6-year-old lab got tagged on the face by a copperhead last Sunday, and so he looked like the elephant dog for a few days. But the shot cocktail of anti-venom and, you know, pain meds and antibiotics got him straight, so he's back to his normal goofy self. And this is the time of the start of football season where all the venomous snakes, the copperheads in our area, and if you're a little bit south of us, the water moccasins, they're going to start hatching. So just if you've got any wooded areas, just beware.
Yeah, Lord, keep an eye out for that. Definitely so. And one thing that we want you to pay attention to is the website as well. We want you to go online to moneymatterswithmike.com and schedule a free 100% complimentary consultation with Mr. Mike Zeno. Any situation financially that you might have that's going on that you need help with, Mike Zeno can help you, whether it's retirement planning, getting the budget in line so that you are set up for success in your retirement, or heck, even getting you there, because right now chances are you're probably on that accumulation side of your life where you're trying to build up the money that you are going to be able to live on in retirement, and Mike Zeno can help you through both of those phases, right, Mike? The accumulation phase and that distribution phase as well.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. So many people meet a financial death. I'd use the analogy of climbing Mount Everest, and most of the deaths don't occur on the way up, but in fact on the way down. And the reason is not a lot of people give credence, or as much credence as they should, to the descent, to that preservation and distribution phase. So I would love to meet with you and discuss how I can help you reach your retirement goals, whether that be with planning, risk management, estate planning, and a whole lot more, because building sound financial plans for my listeners is what I do best.
That's right. And also, you can, if the website isn't more your speed and you want to give Mike a call on the phone, you can feel free to do that as well. 704-560-1573. 704-560-1573. It'll ring right there in his pocket, and he will answer it. If he doesn't answer, he'll give you a ring back just as soon as possible, because it's rare that he doesn't pick up the phone. And if he doesn't, though, he will give you a call right back. You can also go to the YouTube channel. Just search Money Matters with Mike on YouTube, and also on Facebook. Search Money Matters with Mike there as well. All right, a lot to get to here in our show this time around, Mike. But first, as we get inspiration for our conversations, we do that as we do each and every week with our quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And this time around, the quote comes from the former Secretary of State for the United States, Henry Kissinger, who said this: "If you do not know where you're going, every road will get you nowhere." I love that. Especially, you know, that kind of hits home for a lot of us guys who don't like to stop and ask for directions.
Yeah, the profundity of his quote is powerful. It is a powerful reminder of the importance of clear direction and planning.
Hungry for something to chew on? Here's some meat on the bone.
So when we apply that to retirement planning, it suggests that without a concrete vision of what you want your retirement to look like, you may end up unprepared or worse, dissatisfied, despite years of saving and investing. So I'm going to break down how it applies along with some common obstacles and maybe some creative ways to better prepare. So if you have not thought about your retirement goals, things like where you want to live, which activities you want to pursue, and the lifestyle, the overall lifestyle that you envision, any financial plan may fall short. Just as you would not start a journey without knowing the destination, entering retirement without clear and concise goals can leave you feeling lost or financially stretched. And there are some common obstacles while planning for retirement. And the first one is lack of clarity when it comes to goals. Many, many people save, and they save for retirement without a detailed understanding of what it is that they actually want. You know, are you going to travel? And if so, what type of travel is that? Because, you know, pulling a camper and traveling the national parks requires not a whole lot of money. Traveling, you know, business class on Emirates and staying at the Four Seasons or the Ritz-Carlton, that is going to require a different level of capital. So depending on how you travel, how extensively you travel, do you plan on starting any new hobbies? Because golf is expensive, okay? Shooting is expensive. Tennis is expensive. Do you plan on downsizing your home? And so having vague goals often results in insufficient savings or inappropriate investment strategies. Matt, what do you think about lack of clarity as far as, you know, goals and planning for retirement?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. You know, I think of planning for retirement and the process of getting there sort of like, you know, setting your GPS up for a trip, right? The very first thing you got to do is put in that destination. And so if you don't know where you're going, how in the world are you going to get there? It's just not going to happen. And the thing is once you put in that destination, what then happens? Then you have that roadmap to get there, and the GPS can guide you along the way to avoid any of those obstacles like the ones that you were just talking about.
I absolutely love it. And, you know, my GPS, and I think pretty much everybody's GPS, especially if you're using Google Maps, can warn you of cars that are stalled in the middle of the road, you know, speed traps that are coming. That's my personal favorite. Accidents and may provide you with an alternate route that will save you some time. And that's really what a financial plan is about, being able to adapt, improvise, and overcome no matter what life throws at you. Okay. The number two very common obstacle is simply underestimating costs in retirement. Okay. People fail to accurately estimate some pretty important expenses. Number one being healthcare expenses. Folks, the cost of healthcare has been rising exponentially over the past 30 years in the United States of America. And we're not even talking about things like long-term care. And how ridiculous it is just to pay for 1 month of either in-home health care, assisted living, accommodations, or nursing home, 24-hour nursing home. And then what about all of those things that are tied to inflation, you know, the just the regular cost of goods and services, things that you consume each and every day, that can absolutely derail even the best laid out plans if you have underestimated and not built into those things. So unanticipated expenses can chip away at retirement funds much faster than what you had actually expected and planned for.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. And that's the thing too, is we often say, you know, we don't expect you to have a crystal ball because our crystal balls are broken. You know, it's like that mine's been in the shop for a long time. You don't have to be able to predict the future, but the thing that you do need to have is a plan that's going to be good no matter what happens in the future, no matter if inflation, rears its ugly head to the extent that it did just a couple of years ago when we were looking at 9%, you know, inflation year over year. So you want to be able to be prepared for no matter what happens, all those what ifs in life.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to the adage, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it, right? I would much rather have it and not need it than the opposite. Okay. The third most common obstacle that can derail retirement is simply relying solely on traditional savings. Okay. So if you're relying just on retirement accounts like a 401k or 403b, or if you're a federal employee, a thrift savings plan, or maybe you don't even have one of those, but you now have an IRA and you haven't explored alternative sources of income, and you haven't explored diversifying your portfolio, and you haven't explored tax efficient strategies for your portfolio, then you are absolutely missing the boat, and that could derail your retirement altogether.
Yeah, and that is not a situation that you want to find yourself in at all. I mean, there's a lot that you need to be prepared for. And here's the thing. I think that, you know, once we when we go through kind of all these different obstacles that people might face in their retirement plan and throughout their life in retirement, it can seem overwhelming. It can seem like, how in the world am I ever going to make it then? Well, that is why you need help from a professional, from a financial pro like a Mike Zeno, to help you navigate through it. Because, Mike, this is what you do each and every day.
Yeah, it is what I do each and every day. And I always ask people a very simple question when they look overwhelmed, you know, and my question to them is, how do you eat an elephant? And they kind of look at me like I have a third eyeball in the middle of my forehead. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, how do you eat an elephant? That's a very large undertaking. Well, you start by doing it one bite at a time. Okay. It, just like you had to, you know, rock back and forth before you could crawl, and you could crawl before you could, you know, stand up, and you had to be able to stand up before you could walk and walk before you could run. You have to take those baby steps when it comes to retirement planning. And the sooner you do it, the more time to have that effect be compounded. All right. And then the fourth biggest obstacle that I see is just lifestyle adjustments. Okay. Retirement can bring on emotional challenges like the loss of purpose or social isolation. A lot of people, you know, going to work each and every day is what they live for. They live to work, which, you know, is a problem in the United States of America. There are many other countries, especially in Europe, where they don't live to work. They live to live, right? You know, social isolation. If you're by yourself and you no longer have to go into an office or get to go into an office to provide that interaction with people that you know, whether you like them or not, doesn't matter. There's just some, you know, interaction there. That can definitely derail because typical financial planning doesn't normally address those issues. And without preparing for those psychological shifts, your retirement just might feel unfulfilling.
Yeah, you know, and that's one thing. I mean, I remember back when my dad retired, and he, you know, had a good little time for a while, kind of sitting around the house and not doing much of anything. But then he was like, eventually, and not, it didn't take that long. He was like, okay, I got to do something. I can't just, you know, sit around and not feel like I'm of any use and not interact with people and all that. Because, I mean, for a good 40 years, he was going into the factory every day, you know, and interacting with all these people that he had known for decades and all this. And suddenly, as you were saying, he wasn't seeing anybody, wasn't doing the things that he had always done, which some of that was a relief. And then some of it was just kind of a shock to the system. And so, yeah, I mean, it really can lead to that. So you got to have the sort of financial wherewithal to be able to help, make yourself get out there and mm-hmm. and actually do some things in retirement. Because, I mean, you don't want to be in a situation where you have to go back to work, right? You want to,
right.
if you love working and you want to do something, sure. But if you, you know, don't, you don't want to find yourself in a situation where you have to work. So if you don't have to work, then you want to have the financial resources to be able to do the things that you want to do and, you know, do these kind of fun things with people who are friends, family, and loved ones.
Yeah, no doubt. The good thing is that there are some strategies, and some of them are creative strategies to help you overcome those obstacles. So if you have a lack of clarity, then you want to visualize your retirement life, but do it in detail, right? Take the time and actually write down your ideal day-to-day life in retirement. Where are you living? What are you doing? Who are you doing it with? Are you going to volunteer? Are you going to work part-time? Getting specific can help guide your financial choices and ensure that your plan aligns with your goals, okay? The second thing is obvious, diversify your sources of income. And maybe you look outside the box as far as income strategies. Consider things like rental properties. Maybe you start a small business where you create passive income streams like royalties or dividends through investing. Don't rely solely on a fixed pension or, God forbid, Social Security, okay? And you have to budget for the unexpected. Build a what-if fund, all right, to account for those unexpected events like healthcare crises or maybe helping adult children financially. That's real, folks. I've had to do that, and I get to do that. That's a privilege, okay? Consider insurance options that can cover those risks. Maybe long-term care insurance or a health savings account, and then invest in non-financial resources. So, you know, it's one thing to have financial wealth, but it's another thing to build social capital and building that strong relationship with your friends, your family, developing community networks can become crucial support systems when you actually do retire. And that social engagement can help prevent isolation. It will improve your mental health and even, believe it or not, reduce medical costs. Right, Matt?
100%. And that is something I think that people don't necessarily connect the dots in their mind with, because, you know, if you are doing better from a mental and emotional standpoint, you've got less stress. Well, the amount of toll that stress can take on the body is huge. So if you avoid that, then yeah, you avoid these higher, you know, medical costs potentially. You are just in a better spot from a well-being standpoint overall, not just mentally, not just emotionally, but physically as well.
Yeah, no doubt. So the key takeaways in as far as I'm concerned are to keep evolving your vision. Retirement is not a static phase. As you age, your preferences may shift. Your needs will probably shift, and set aside some time every few years to revisit your goals, adjust your plan as needed, which is going to allow flexibility for personal growth as well as changes in circumstance. And then you might consider coaching or counseling to help adjust to the emotional aspects of retirement. Having a purpose-driven retirement, whether it is volunteering, learning, or mentoring, will make the financial aspect much more rewarding. So, you know, I love Kissinger's quote. It reminds us that a vague, unplanned retirement could lead to dissatisfaction and even financial shortfalls. And obviously, to avoid those things that nobody wants, you need specific evolving goals, as well as a holistic approach to planning that accounts for emotional well-being, unexpected costs, and diversified income.
And it's definitely, as you say, not a static thing. You've got to be able to make those adjustments. You've got to know that change is coming. I think that is super, super important here. And folks, I will say to you, as our listeners to the show, it is easy to get started along a road to a better retirement, one that you have a peace of mind about, one that you can have some assurances about, and know that you're going to have enough money to last as long as you do, and, you know, at least enough money to last as long as you do, plus, you know, those dollars to pass along maybe to the next generation as well, and any other, you know, beneficiaries that you want to name or that you have in mind. And that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg as far as what Mike Zeno can do for you. I want to encourage you to go to moneymatterswithmike.com. Once again, that's moneymatterswithmike.com. You can also give Mike a call, 704-560-1573, 704-560-1573, and set up a consultation that's absolutely free of any cost or any obligation. And Mike, one thing too that you help folks do when they make that call, when they go to the website and schedule a consultation with you, one of the very, you know, first things that'll kind of be on the docket for discussion here after you do the kind of getting to know you phase of things is coming up with what we like to call that smart vision for retirement. Like, where do you want to go and what do you want retirement to look like?
100%, Matt. By making clear where you are going, you can create that roadmap that not only gets you there, but allows you to actually enjoy the journey. And so, you know, defining what you're doing, who you're doing it with, who you're taking care of, and what your goals are, as well as how to plan to fund a 30 plus year retirement just simply because people are living longer. If you don't start with a clear vision and a clear set of goals for your retirement, you could experience a lot of unknowns down the road.
Absolutely. And there's some surveys that have shown recently that 37% of Americans feel that they need more education on retirement planning. I would say that that number's probably a little low in my estimation there, because that's a little over a third of people in this particular survey. Maybe others do feel like they have enough financial education for their retirement planning, aspect of their life. But that's probably, you know, that they might be fooling themselves a little bit and might think they know more than they actually do.
Matt, I don't know enough, and I'm in the business, right? I am constantly questing and on a journey and searching for, you know, what next? How do I better prepare? And if I'm doing that, folks, and this is what I do on the daily, people ask me, well, when do you work? I'm like, 7 days a week, every day that ends in Y. What are your business hours? Eyes open to eyes shut. And they kind of look at me like, what? And I'm like, yeah, that's how I operate. I'm a strange breed. What can I say? I want people to succeed. Okay. So if you call me, 704-560-1573, I'm going to recommend that you sit down with your spouse, with your family, and consider some important factors that will affect your golden years. And we're going to address each one of those factors right here real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. And about 4 minutes left in the show, let's talk about Social Security, first of all.
Yeah. So many seniors assume that Social Security will cover the bulk of their retirement financial needs. And unfortunately, that is not the case. Okay. So that's first and foremost what you want to prepare for.
Yeah. You want to make sure that, you know, you've got Social Security as part of your financial income plan for retirement, but emphasis on part, not all. Another thing that you want to address is taxes and planning for your tax burden in retirement as well.
Yeah, so a common tax misconception is that your tax rate will dramatically decrease once you stop working, and you cannot count on that actually happening. So did you know that from 1960 to 1963, the current 24% tax rate, it was actually 56%, okay? So what happens if the government changes the rules on us? You have to plan now for tax rates changing during your retirement so that you get to keep more of your hard-earned money, because after all, life expectancy is increasing. Those rates have more than doubled over the last 200 years. So most people that I sit down with are not planning on their retirement lasting even to age 90, which is a huge mistake. I love to plan at least to 95, okay? And if we can get you there and you live that long, God love you, because in truth, your money will last past 100.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I say, you know, get that plan in place so that your money lasts at least as long as you do. You got to also, you know, plan for healthcare, and including Medicare coverage, what it covers and what it doesn't cover is super important to know.
It absolutely is, because people make the mistake of thinking that Medicare takes care of long-term care, and it does not. Medicare covers everything from hospital stays to doctor visits, and as well as, you know, you can add prescription drug covered, but there is no long-term care add-on for Medicare. And as you age, especially with longer life expectancy, it's much more likely that you're going to have a higher need for any of these long-term care expenses than people in the past.
Yeah, absolutely right. Because that, as we were talking about, that life expectancy keeps getting longer and longer. And so that just makes the need for all of these things and for planning to last throughout your retirement, for this money that you have worked so hard for and saved so diligently over your life and invested so diligently over your life, to last no matter how long you last. So important. And I would say it's important for you to go to moneymatterswithmike.com. Once again, that's moneymatterswithmike.com. Schedule that free consultation or call Mike at 704-560-1573. Well, Mike, that's going to do it for our time here together this time around on the show. But I thank you, as always, for everything that you bring to the table every week. And we'll do it again next time, sir.
Matt, again, thank you for what you bring to the table. It wouldn't be the same without you. And but most of all, from the bottom of both of our hearts, we want to thank each and every single one of our listeners, because without you, we don't have a show. If you learned anything today, or you know anybody who could benefit from anything that was said on today's show, or any of our past shows, please share the show. Go ahead and like us on the socials. Subscribe to YouTube, because this is how we reach more people and affect greater and better retirements for all. So whatever you're doing this weekend, I hope you enjoy it to its fullest extent. And as always, make it a great day.
Thanks for listening to Money Matters with Mike. You deserve to work with a licensed financial and insurance professional who can offer strategies for protecting and growing your hard-earned money. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit moneymatterswithmike.com or pick up the phone and call 704-560-1573. That's 704-560-1573. Not affiliated with the United States government, Mike Zeno does not offer tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or a specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.
Remember, all of Mike's listeners receive a free financial consultation just for listening to the show. Visit moneymatterswithmike.com to learn more and schedule an appointment. Thanks for listening to Money Matters with Mike and subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fixed indexed annuities can help protect your retirement savings against market ups and downs. Nationwide's Peak 10 can help protect against market risk and provide guaranteed income for life. Peak 10 also has an optional rider that offers an immediate 20% bonus based on your principal applied to your income benefit base. Call us now at 704-560-1573. That's 704-560-1573.
guarantees and projections referenced within are subject to the claims paying ability of Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company. Nationwide Peak 10 is issued by Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.